Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Time for the VFN Torch top three. And we love sharing these. The first one I wanted to share with you is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. You know, in Matthew 12, 25, Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom against itself will be ruined, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. And Jesus was talking plainly. He was talking plainly about unity, even though he never mentioned the word. And you think about it, many today are divided. They're divided in their families and in their marriages and their cities and a nation. Even the church can be divided. But my goodness, listen, we can't be ignorant of the enemy's lies, his schemes, and his attempts to even bring a wedge to divide. And he uses all types of tools like pride and jealousy and envy and all of that to do his dirty work. And our focal point and our main objective is to have unity in the Lord. We need to be a people that walk in humility and in love, and to keep the unity of the brethren, to keep unity in the home, because the enemy just comes as one to divide and conquer. So you want to remember, united we stand and divided we fall.
This is from the top three. And so when somebody says divide and conquer, they're really repeating the words of Jesus. The way that you can win a battle against an individual, a marriage, a nation, is to divide it. You think about, you know, prophetically that, you know, if we divide Israel, then God would divide America. Well, look, even though we truly believe it's going to be a physical splitting taking place around the Mississippi as well, but we already are divided. We're 50-50. The vote was 50-50 in the presidency. Marriage, 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. I mean, think about it. We're already split right down the middle. And those words are true, aren't they?
Yeah.
So if we don't, if we don't deal with division, then we will be destroyed. We don't conquer the things that divide us.
That's right.
Wow, that's good. That's pretty good.
The second one is get value-based vision management, a way to manage your life. And this is so, so important because, you know, we talked about in the segment that we receive so much information in a day, you know, today that our grandparents possibly have never received in their whole lifetime. I mean, if you think about all the access and the news and the internet and just all the iPads and the tablets, we're inundated with information. And it's coming to a point where we need to cut all that information down to what matters most. And, you know, much of the church is saying these days that they don't even have time to abide with God. I mean, I'm talking about at large. If only 19%, according to George Barna, are actually spending time with the Lord, and only 3% feel that they're actually personally responsible for their own spiritual development, and yet it was God who gave them the job. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it was God
right.
who gave them the house. It was God that gave them all the stuff that they have, and it's like, wait a minute. We can't spend time with the Lord? What has come inside that is now more important? And the truth is that you can't manage time. All you can do is manage your vision.
Yeah.
Right.
Manage the events in your life and in the direction that you're going. That's so good, you know, because it makes you want to, there's so many things that you're talking about and that segment talks about that, how do you, the enemy, you can get so much, so blessed, so much, so many things can come to you that it can destroy you.
That's right.
That you can't, you have to find out, you know, and through that segment and even segments on VFN TV that you can watch some teachings, that you got to find out, like you're saying, John, what matters most, because you're going to have to say no to a lot of good things.
Yeah.
You know?
And oftentimes what's happening with a lot of people is that what matters least is it's overtaking the things that matter most. Is like, you know,
they say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and normally that doesn't mean that that's valuable, the most valuable thing, and it's that what God's called you to do. And think about it, when you move in God's purpose for your life, when you move in what matters most, every day will end, even though you may be tired and worn out and you may be suffering because of things that have happened during that, you're not checked in your spirit. You feel like you're on the right track. You're on the right field. You're on the right team. You're on the right side. And so, but if you don't know your values and you don't know the vision, because without vision, people are destroyed, then you can be tired and worn out, but still feel like, what did I do?
Exactly.
What's really happening? What happened to that year?
Right.
And that's an awesome site, value-based vision management. And these top three now, you can get these on the VFN Torch, right?
VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and you can click on the Torch. They're all available for you. And we love sharing these. And the last one I want to talk about today is learning to repent. And that was a really powerful segment because, listen, this is what's happening on the face of the earth and what's happening in America alone. I mean, it's clue enough for us to recognize that, you know, it's going to take a while here to learn to repent and make it right. And there are a lot of people that are praying. How many people are actually repenting? There is a difference. You know, it's this godly sorrow that works repentance. A lot of people are sorrowful that things happened and sorrowful. But it's like, okay, it's godly sorrow that causes us to say, I want to get this out of my life. It's not this person's problem. It's not that person's problem. What they did to me. At some point, we have to take the responsibility for our own spiritual condition and where we are.
That's so important because if you have repented, you don't have to tell anybody you've repented. They're looking at you. You're doing things differently now.
They should see it.
You can see repentance.
Yeah.
So if somebody says, you know, is wondering, did you repent? You got to ask yourself, have I really repented yet? Because they should see repentance in my life. Mm-hmm. That's an important segment, very important segment.
Yeah.
You know, vocabulary gets taken over by the enemy quite often, and we just change the name of it. You know, we say evil, or we say, I don't know what the word they did. Instead of saying Al-Qaeda, they replaced the word with insurgents or something. I don't know what the word they used.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole big things going on right now in America and in D.C. is that somebody changed a few words.
And misspoke.
Yeah. Misspoke, you know, when the intelligence briefing about Benghazi. But that's what happens in the church, that somebody changes and all of a sudden repentance no longer means repentance anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is the message that was preached in the first of the church and what Jesus was saying and what Peter, the awesome message, first message he preached was repent and be baptized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John the Baptist is saying, show good works, improving your repentance. It's your, you know, he told you, don't steal anymore, don't take any more taxes, you know, don't do this stuff to these people. There should be a considerable difference from what was to what is.
And he says the axe is already laid at the root. So that kind of breaks all doctrines that says that an axe will never hit your root if you say a prayer but you don't repent.
Right.
That's right.
His repentance is a proof positive that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because you can't do it outside of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So when you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and you begin to abide with him, he empowers you to leave that life of sin. But you can't leave it without knowing God and having a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me tell you, repentance is a great thing. I mean, while we're still talking about this, is, you know, it's only a religious spirit that makes it seem like it's this, you know, like a cloud of repentance. It's like, listen, it's a great thing. Wouldn't you want to know that if you're going the wrong way, that you would need to just turn so you can go on the right way? I mean,
That's the key to saving America, is the church repenting, by the way. I think it's very important. Share this with your friends. You know, go to top three in the VFN Torch and share. You can share these with your friends. And just maybe it will become viral. Repentance will become viral and be all over. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah, we can start. Well, that's your top three, VFN Torch top three. Remember, you can find these always on the Torch. And you can go there by going to VFNTV.com and selecting Torch.
Cool.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.